This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Robert Redford, the 79-year-old movie star, has been a famous person since the mid-1960s, and his face is still handsome, but let's face it, it's lined with age and sun damage, the result of years spent under the hot lights of superstardom and the relentless sunshine of the American West. In his current film, A Walk in the Woods, in which he stars with another actor who has, as we say in Hollywood, some serious road on his face, Nick Nolte, the two make a terrifically funny and fitting pair. Nick Nolte is 74, so they're age-appropriate companions, but casting, you know, is a tricky business. You have to be diplomatic, for instance, when you offer a role to an actor. If it's a role that implies a certain age, like mother or grandmother, not to upset that actor's self-image. I mean, you'd be surprised how many stars, some of whom are well into their 50s or 60s, insist that they're not the mom or dad type quite yet. Who's playing the kid is often the first question an actor asks when you offer him or her the role of a parent. I see myself playing a young mother, a 60-year-old actress once said to me without a trace of self-consciousness. So make sure the actress playing my daughter is under 20 or I really can't do the role. Now, on the other hand, the way Hollywood works these days, it seems like that kind of age sensitivity is out the window when it comes to casting wives or girlfriends. I mean, it must be, right? Emma Thompson, the prominent British actress and comedienne, herself a rather sprightly and energetic 56, plays Robert Redford's wife in A Walk in the Woods. Sure, yes, it's Robert Redford, but he's still a rather obviously creaky 23 years her senior. But if TV is the medium where ugly dudes are paired with super hot wives, film is the medium where ancient, decrepit men are cast opposite women who could easily be their daughters. And in each case, apparently, audiences just accept it without resistance. I mean, imagine for a moment the reverse. Imagine a TV comedy about a plain and heavy-set woman married just as a matter of course, without any spin or particular comment, to a chiseled specimen of masculine perfection. Or imagine a film in which, again, just presented as a normal occurrence without a spotlight or undue attention, an actress of Emma Thompson's age, 56, who just happens to be married to, say, Jake Gyllenhaal, who's 34, and no one thinks it's weird. Imagine for a moment being the producer or casting director of the project and calling up Jake Gyllenhaal and describing the role. Jake, you're going to love it. It's a terrific piece. It's a two-hander. It's about a married couple who have this amazing adventure and who's playing the wife? Emma Thompson. You know her? What do you mean she's too old for you? She's only 22 years older than you are. That's basically the same age in the movies anyway. I'm telling you, audiences don't care. We say you're right for each other and people just accept it. And you know, that's what it comes down to, really. If you put two people on screen together in a two-hander, you're telling audiences that these two people belong together, and audiences will happily go along. The screen, somehow, makes it all work. Unlike real life, of course, where if you happen to see some kind of ridiculously mismatched couple, you naturally think psychological issues or money or, I guess, true love. They still have true love, right? And that's it for this week. Next week, we get into our own OODA loop. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.